Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
No, there ain't nothing that I gotta prove. You think your words will make me black and blue, but I think I'm pretty with these old boots on. I think it's funny when I drink too much. Hey, you try and change me, you can go to hell.
We're here for the public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
But we have the rule of law that we need to stand in support of. And this is a major issue in Santa Rosa County.
I am done, and just so everyone is prepared in the media and out there in the public, when attacks start coming at me, when you start seeing mail pieces, advertisements in digital form and on television come from his grandmother's pack, you'll know why.
This is politics.
But you're right, it is politics, James. It is politics. And I'm sick of it.
How dare you bring politics into my politics that I brought into this board meeting? 6:11 on News Radio Pensacola. Good morning. So the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting that happened last Monday while I was out on vacation. Oh, my God. It's so obscene. The way James Calkins is ruining county government. I don't know how else to say it. It's absurd. It really is. And I'm glad that Colton Wright and Kerry Smith called him out on it. So the backdrop on this, if you didn't catch the story last week, was James Calkins is trying to win re-election in District 3 in Santa Rosa County, and everybody in Santa Rosa votes for everybody, so this is the whole county. And he says, I know a way that I can get some attention for me. I can come up with a silly resolution that says we stand against illegal immigration. And who wouldn't want to sign that? Well, I don't know. People who understand the actual role of county government might not want to, sign on that, because all you're doing is trying to gin up fake, notoriety. And then if, God forbid, somebody who actually understands government, like Colton Wright, says, this is dumb, then you can claim that they're not real Republicans. I kid you not. I mean, which is the whole strategy. And then you think the voters are going to be too dumb to figure this out, because maybe you haven't figured this out. I don't know. But, and that's the way he's been operating as a county commissioner, is let's do a resolution on life. Let's do a resolution on guns. Let's do a resolution. Good Lord, man. Let's build a big flag that's now not going to get built. Right? I mean, it's all virtue signaling, ridiculous, extremist, so-called conservative. And I say it that way because, the conservatives I know aren't this ridiculous. They actually have, there are a lot of conservatives who are ridiculous, okay? But understanding the difference between what county government does, what city government does, what the state government does, he just doesn't know. So, I like Colton Wright, pushing back and saying this is dumb. And basically, I've worked on actual immigration issues and sex trafficking, and this is just you trying to score cheap political points.
But there's a difference in actually working with people, building relationships, and trying to accomplish something, rather than put some BS resolution together to try to gain votes and get attention.
Right.
From day one, you've done this time and time and time again. You've brought something forward to create chaos, to get some name recognition, and put this board, whether it be these five here, the four of us, or the four that were here before, in a tough position to try to leverage us into trying to make us vote for something. So we don't look bad. We don't look like we're not American. We don't look like we're not patriotic. And to pressure us.
And he says, if you actually cared about the county, if you would actually just work on problems instead of this, you'd actually be pretty productive. We could all work together and really do stuff.
I stepped up a few years ago to try to solve some problems. Staff knows this. I think most of the people know this. The people that disagree with my decisions, I think, still can understand that I'm just trying to solve a problem. And that's what I'm hoping all five of us are trying to do. But in my experience, I haven't seen a situation where you've actually tried to solve a problem, and there's not a problem you're trying to solve with this. This is just an effort to divide people, to create discontent, to create hate, and to label people.
Correct.
And you've disguised it as, well, you know, we're for legal immigration, and it's for the safety and security of the citizens, and it's all empty words.
Right. And, you know, can we not just work on real problems like, say, traffic on Highway 98? I mean, these meetings don't need to be 2 hours long because of all your llama drama. That cracks me up, too, is he actually has the gall to call other people out for creating drama.
We don't need to be bringing llama drama.
That's all he does all day, including instigating other people to get up to the podium or get up to the microphone and say ridiculous things that cause drama, and then pushing them to run in the race against his political opponents like Colton Wright. I mean, it's amazing. I've never seen anything so absurd. So Colton, well, actually, we'll get to back to this in a second. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
That's right. If you're traveling on I-10 westbound past the 98 exit all the way, so that's mile marker number 26 all the way to mile marker 16, which includes Avalon, we've got three accidents that just happened. I-10 westbound, mile marker around 17, and then I-10 westbound right there at the Avalon exit, and then right after the 89 exit, got another accident there. Now, these are all moved to the side of the road, but we're still seeing some delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Back to the absurd discussion about illegal immigration resolutions instigated by James Caulkins last week and Colton Wright's response to all of this. Colton Wright, District 5. Both are up for re-election, by the way. Also Sam Parker, of course.
You and your people can say whatever they want about me. I welcome the attacks. My wife is prepared for it. My family's prepared for it. You can make up all the lies you want, including the stuff you've done, the candidates you've put in the race against me, all this stuff. You're the one that made this political. And this is not about me. But this is about doing the right thing and shutting this kind of crap down. And I'm voting no, even if I'm 4-1. I don't care. This is wrong.
Good.
And I'm absolutely against illegal immigration, any other crime, anything that's wrong out there. But this is empty. This is absolutely empty. And when you actually work to do something to solve a problem, I'll help you out.
Right. It's pure nonsense election year virtue signaling in an effort to get people worked up about something that doesn't have anything to do with county government, that's outside of their zone of responsibility, about which he lied about what the sheriff said. I mean, it's unbelievable. Again, elections have consequences. You have two people running against him in District 3, Rhett Rowell and Jerry Cooey, and, you know, you got to make choices when you vote in the primary. So, by the way, this got worse before it got better.
When you ran, you put out that you support gun rights. And then on the first item I put on the agenda when I got elected was to support constitutional carry. And you know what you said? You said, oh, that we don't have anything to do with this. It's never going to pass. It's never going to do any. You know, you objected it. And guess what? We were the first county to support that. Sent it to the Senate president. Sent it to the speaker. And guess what? The governor of our state of Florida signed into law constitutional carry.
You think because of what you did? Sir. I mean, sir, that issue was brewing for years and would have gotten over the finish line whether your silly political stunt had taken place or not. And that's the point. They're not against the idea. They're not for illegal immigration. They just know it's not their job. Any more than the water board's job is to pass resolutions against illegal immigration or about guns or about life or anything else. And again, like James Caulkins thinks that all of these issues are like his job is to get up there and spout off about these important issues, but that are not county issues. They're state or federal issues. But he thinks this is, and you know, if people reelect him, maybe he's right. This is what people care about. Nobody cares about grants and traffic and water and, you know, the things that actually make the county run properly. They care about all of this symbolic nonsense.
So what we do at a county level does have an effect, but it takes leaders to step out and show we mean business. You ran as a conservative. You're no conservative, Colton Wright. You are a full-blown rhino liberal, okay? And it's actions. You're against a common sense led resolution. I can guarantee you 75% of Santa Rosa County residents would vote for this. Guaranteed.
You know, he might be right about that. So is leadership pandering to people who don't understand the role of government, or is leadership not pandering to people in their mistaken notions of government and saying, this is just not our responsibility. We all agree with the sentiment of this, but it just isn't what we're supposed to be dealing with. And it's distracting us from the things that we could really be doing and wasting 2 hours of staff time on a non-issue. I mean, that's leadership. Leadership isn't just giving people what they say they want. Leadership is, if they're wrong in what they understand the job to be, teaching them what the job should be.
There's another commissioner, Kerry Smith, who actually replaced a good Republican. Replace a good Republican and put a Democrat on a board. And you voted for it, Colton, right? We have pure and full-blown rhinos up here that vote with the Democrat agenda.
Oh, my God.
That are against gun rights.
Oh, my God.
That are against, that sit there and say they're against illegal immigration, yet they won't even vote for an item that basically says that Santa Rosa County does not welcome illegal aliens. Well, sir, that means you welcome illegal aliens. That's what that means.
See, this is why I could not be on a county commission. I could not run for office and sit on a council. Because I would be falling out of my chair. That's my natural reaction is every time I've heard him say that clip, you know, I heard it when he said it in the meeting, and then I heard it when I cut the clip, and I heard it when I'm playing it now. I wouldn't be able to not laugh at him. I wouldn't be able to not react the way I do, hide my facial gestures, you know? It's full-blown rhinos. By the way, the reason they replaced Pasco Gibson off that board is because he didn't attend the meetings. That's how... You know, it wasn't because of anything, and it has nothing to do with politics either. It's not Democrat or Republican. Remember he said, I would never appoint a Democrat to a board. You mean even a marine biologist wouldn't put on the Marine Advisory Committee, sir? Well, I can't have any Democrat. Oh, my God. It's like if somebody drew a caricature of genuine conservatism. Like the kind of caricature that Democrats attack and distort. He embraces. It's like he doesn't know the difference between the caricature of what conservatism is and what actual conservatism is. I mean, that's the weird part, is he doesn't get... Like, you know how sometimes you ever believe in something and then somebody else starts talking about that same idea in public and embarrasses you for being a part of the group that believes in that thing? Like, shh... That's how I feel all the time. Like, stop making us look so dumb. You know, that's how I think. It's just please stop. Oh, and by the way, on the issue of CCP, the concealed carry permit.
People know where I stand because I support the Sheriff's Department. Time and time again, I've been part of funding the Sheriff's Department. Happy to do so. Their budget has increased, and we've given them proper pay, the proper tools to do their job. If you talk about gun rights, there's my concealed carry permit. There's my lifetime NRA membership. Anytime you want to go shooting, come with me. We can have a little contest if you want. if it's going to turn into a game, we can talk about who has more guns, who has more ammunition. This is ridiculous.
You objected constitutional
carry. This is ridiculous because the county does not control it. What we control is the sheriff's budget. It's simple. This is simple civics.
Because you still, I mentioned this before, but you still have an open question. James Caulkins campaigned holding a shotgun last time around. Everybody else has a concealed carry permit. It's on this board. But there's an open question of, for all of his talk about guns, does he own any? And does he have a permit? Big advocate for concealed carry. Does he have a permit? Now, you don't have to have one these days, but he's been on the board longer. And he wouldn't answer when I asked him a couple years ago. Would not say. Who wouldn't say that they've got a concealed carry permit? Well, somebody who doesn't have one and is embarrassed by that fact because they're a big advocate for gun rights in public. And I don't know if he has one or not. If he doesn't have one, why wouldn't he have one? Is he not allowed to have one? Again, I don't know. He just won't answer the question. So it's all symbol. It's all surface. It's all just loud, obnoxious talk to get attention, which obviously I'm giving him. But I'm giving it to him because I want you prepared that when you're on social media over the next couple of months before the primary, seeing the ridiculous things that you're going to see, you're like, oh, I heard about that. You know? So, and there's more, by the way. I mean, and it's entertaining. I mean, I will tell you that if he's not on the board, it'll be a more boring board. And it'll just kind of do its job the way it should. And we, you know, won't have as much material for the show. But, you know, okay. I'll live with myself somehow. 625 on News Radio Pensacola. Again, the primary comes up in just a couple months here. And, you know, you have choices to make in Santa Rosa County. In District 3, you have James Calkins running against two qualified party opponents in Jerry Cooey and Rhett Rowell. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
That's right. I-10 westbound from the Baghdad exit all the way down to just before Scenic. We've got three accidents to let you know about and experiencing some slowdowns there. You got one at mile marker, a 15-vehicle crash with roadblock. So that's going to back up traffic there. That's new. They updated that one. So be careful of that. And then Avalon got a accident with injuries right there, no road blockage. So my advice, if you're going I-10 westbound, get off at the Avalon exit and take Highway 90 into Pensacola. That's going to be a lot quicker. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you've got a...
Visit Prim and Proper, the premier destination for unique gifts in Gulf Breeze, specializing in adding that extra touch of thoughtfulness to any occasion with expert engraving services. From elegant monograms to heartfelt messages, they bring visions to life. With a wide selection of gifts for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and more, there's something perfect for everyone. Prim and Proper also excels in corporate, employee, and client gifts that leave lasting impressions. Visit them online at primandproper.com.
Save thousands at the 4th of July Hot Tub and Swim Spa Expo at the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds this Thursday through Sunday. See the largest selection of major brand hot tubs and Michael Phelps signature swim spas up to 50% off. Free Yeti cooler to the first five hot tubs and a free outdoor pizza oven to the first five swim spas sold daily. Financing available with payments as low as $79 at the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds this Thursday through Sunday. Visit FloridaHotTubExpo.com.
Marcus Point Baptist Church is excited to present the 2024 Sportsman's Night Out. Join us as we hear from Rick Burgess of the Rick and Bubba Show and Hall of Fame fishing legend Hank Parker. It all happens at the Pensacola Bay Center on August 8th at 6:30 p.m. You could win amazing prizes like a new camper from Carpenter's Campers, a Kubota side-by-side from Coastal Machinery Company, and even more from sponsors like Builders First Source and Florida Air Conditioning and Heating. Tickets are only $10 and on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Get yours before they're gone.
How long could your business function without email? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Three Gulf Coast businesses had their email shut down for 2 days because one employee clicked a spam email link. Be suspicious of any unsolicited email offers, especially if they are too good to be true. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
2017. Congressman Matt Gaetz forms a close friendship with future convicted sex trafficker Joel Greenberg, who says they had a unique synergy. Greenberg reportedly uses a sugar daddy app to find college girls and pays for sex on the congressman's behalf. That's a close friendship with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Time to make the donuts.
Yo, Vanilla, kick it one time, boy.
Oh, yeah. Gotta.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. 6:29 here on News Radio Pensacola. I feel like it's a prior spring break all of a sudden. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The Department of Homeland Security says 116 Chinese migrants have now been deported back home. The department said on Tuesday that it put the migrants on a chartered flight over the weekend. They're also continuing to work with China to deter irregular migration and, they say, to disrupt human smuggling. There's a new report that says investors are now pouring a lot of money into AI startups. PitchBook is a platform that keeps track of new tech companies. They say many have gone out of business, but the AI boom is going stronger than ever. Investors have poured over $27 billion into AI startups between April and June of this year.
All right. Thanks so much, David. If you got a plumbing issue, a leak, a drip, a weird sound in the wall when you turn on the faucet or flush the toilet, you know, the plumbing shouldn't talk back to you. So if it does, that's bad. And if it goes away, that's worse because these problems do not fix themselves. Give Barbary a call. They will take care of you. Flat rate pricing by the job, not by the time it takes. 477-8782 for Barbary Plumbing.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Democratic governors meet with President Biden today, concerned about his competency and reelection chances.
We have a number of Democrats breaking that wall of support. Representative Lloyd Doggett saying that he wishes he had called on Biden sooner to drop out. Congressman Jared Golden of Maine wrote in an op-ed, Biden's poor performance in the debate was not a surprise. While I don't plan to vote for him, Donald Trump is going to win, and I'm okay with that. There are winners and losers in every election.
Fox's Doug Luzader. At least six deaths are blamed on Hurricane Beryl in the southeastern Caribbean, breaking records for early season strength and how far out it formed.
As we watch this play out, ultimately past Jamaica, probably not a landfall, but very near it, and then running across Mexico by the time you get into Friday. By Monday morning, there's at least a risk that we're running up towards South Texas.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio Pensacola. It is 79 degrees right now. We've got rain here in Pensacola this morning. The Pensacola Police Department says a man has died after shooting himself near downtown. This was reported just after 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon near Cervantes and L Streets. Pensacola Police spokesman Mike Wood says the man shot himself after being pulled over by a PPD officer. The man was taken to a local hospital where he was pronounced dead. No additional information has been released on that as of yet. Three new housing developments being approved in Escambia County. According to the News Journal, the county's Development Review Committee approved the plans for developments in cantonments and both northwest and southwest Pensacola. In total, the three developments will bring about 332 homes to the area. Hurricane Beryl continues to churn across the Caribbean today. As of the latest update, the National Hurricane Center in Miami says Beryl is a Category 4 storm right now with 145-mile-an-hour winds. The storm is expected to hit Jamaica today and approach the Cayman Islands tomorrow and the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico on Thursday night, and it may potentially weaken a bit as well. Speaking of Beryl, people trying to escape the storm now arriving in Florida. Hundreds of evacuees from Jamaica landed in South Florida at the Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport yesterday. One of those evacuees said he was so anxious to get out of Jamaica, he couldn't sleep the night before because he was worried he might not be able to get out. People around the state being inconvenienced by an outage affecting birth and death certificates. The Florida Department of Health has been dealing with some server issues. This has been going on for about a week now. The department originally expected that outage to last 6 hours for what they called storage migration. Right now, there's no word on why that system is still down or when it will be fixed. In the meantime, birth and death certificates cannot be accessed online. And two teens have been arrested for the fatal shooting of a 17-year-old girl in Montclair last month. 16-year-old Glenn James III is charged with negligent manslaughter and tampering with evidence. 18-year-old Michael Falater charged with accessory after the fact on those same charges. This comes after Kyan Thompson was shot in the head June 3rd at a home on Montclair Road. Investigators say Thompson was shot while lying on a mattress. According to reports, witnesses told deputies that James was playing with the gun when it went off. After the shooting, James, Falater, and another witness fled. Reportedly burned a pillow taken from the scene and threw that girl's phone into a random yard. It is 6:34 at News Radio Pensacola. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. John, what are you seeing?
Well, we've got a major accident to let you know about. If you're traveling I-10 westbound from the Avalon Boulevard to try to get to Scenic Highway exit, we've got a multi-car accident that happened in the westbound lanes. but it's slowing down both the westbound and the eastbound on the Escambia Bay Bridge. So my advice, take Highway 90 to Avalon to Highway 90 and then come into Pensacola that way, because you're going to be stuck in traffic for a while there. Other than that, traffic's flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And now our Channel 3 weather forecast this morning.
We do have another heat advisory in place for today as temperatures warm up near 90 degrees, feeling more like the triple digits. 60% chance of some showers and thunderstorms through the morning and afternoon. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Thursday, 40% chance of rain for that 4th of July forecast. We'll have plenty of sunshine mixed in, high near 94. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Any rain should subside for fireworks. For Friday, mostly sunny skies with a 30% chance of rain, high near 93. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, 79 degrees in Pensacola, 78 in Gulf Breeze, 78 also in Milton. Your next news at 7 o'clock and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The government will pay the vaccine maker Moderna $176 million to develop a vaccine to treat the bird flu in people as cases in dairy cows continue to mount across the country. The funds will pay for continued development of a vaccine that uses the same mRNA technology that allowed rapid development and rollout of vaccines against COVID-19. Six Flags and Cedar Fair's merger has finally closed, creating one theme park giant. The joint venture unites both companies into a singular $8 billion entity that will own and operate over 40 amusement and water parks, as well as 9 hotels and resorts. The new company is titled Six Flags Entertainment Corporation, which will trade under the FUN ticker on the New York Stock Exchange. Futures are slightly higher. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials gained 162, the NASDAQ up 149, and the S&P 500 up 33. That's Your Money Now.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Well, I heard you crying loud. What I can say is that, just to take a step back, it was a bad night. We understand that it was a bad night. And the president has spoken to this, and he understands that. And so I cannot speak to anything beyond what I just shared. The president has regular annual physicals that we release in a thorough report. We're going to continue to do that. I don't have anything else beyond that.
Corinne Jean-Pierre responding to the question of, what's wrong with the president? You know, and is he capable, and does he have enough checkups? And, you know, the reporters, to their credit, pushed a little bit.
Is there an explanation then for why it was so bad? If it's not his stamina, if he prepared, as you guys say, for so long, if it's not a problem with his mental fitness, what happened that night? What did we see?
I will also add that the president also spoke to this as well. He said, I'm not as smooth as I used to be. I don't debate as well as I used to. I don't walk as easily as I used to. But one thing that he knows is how to deliver for the American people. He understands that. He understands that he's not a young man, obviously. He said this.
You know, that's not exactly what he said the other day in the rally right after the debate. It wasn't that he knows how to. I mean, he did say he knows how to deliver, but that wasn't the contrast he drew. This is honestly one of the most amazing things I think I have ever heard Biden say. This was after the debate, after that terrible, you'd say terrible performance. I'd just say after he showed who he really is. I mean, you be the judge, right? Your eyes tell you what you saw. But here's what he said at the rally the next day, I believe it was.
I know I'm not a young man. State the obvious. Well, I know. I don't walk as easy as I used to. I don't speak as smoothly as I used to. I don't debate as well as I used to. But I know what I do know. I know how to tell the truth. I know right from wrong. And I know how to do this job. I know how to get things done. I know, like millions of Americans know, when you get knocked down, you get back up. I know I'm not a young man.
All I can hear in my head is Smash Mouth. How about you? I get knocked down. Anyway, so his argument is, at least I know how to tell the truth. Well, that's all you need to be able to do? Or, you know, I know how to do the job. Well, I know how to read a teleprompter. I mean, you know, like, what are the things that we know he knows? And it's fascinating because that's his contrast. Is no matter how bad, and this is, by the way, we've talked about this a million times. The whole strategy for the Democrats is, you know, at least we're not the other guy. That's why I thought picking Trump as the nominee was a bad idea, because that's their only campaign. Biden loses to everybody else. Trump is the only one he has a chance at beating. And, I mean, how many people, if they had been watching this debate and it had been Nikki Haley or Ron DeSantis or, God, Doug Burgum, it doesn't matter. It would have been a shoo-in. It would have been all over. The only issue is that it's Trump, right? And, hey, maybe the Republicans still win. Maybe Trump still gets elected. Maybe. Okay? And probably, I suppose, at this point. Democrats are kind of giving up on the thing. But that's their only response, is no matter how bad he is, he's still not Trump. And that's what they've been saying, is look at the other guy. Compare him to the other guy. So the governor was in town on Monday, and he talked about this at some length.
Now you have some of these media people saying, you know, that he should not run and all this other stuff, when they knew that this is how he was. You compare him to 2019, to that debate, it's been a really significant decline. And the idea that that decline is going to stop, that somehow you can make it to age 86, given the trajectory, is a joke. And everybody knows that's a joke. A lot of these people in the media, they decided to try to paper that over to try to get him across the finish line. Well, what happened on Thursday was people saw with their own eyes. And so they're not going to be able to gaslight that. They're not going to be able to whitewash it. And I think they understand that.
I don't think they understand that. I think they know that's their only chance is to gaslight you. The Biden team actually sent out a fundraising letter afterwards. I don't know if you saw this. This is actually kind of amazing. They sent out a fundraising letter after the debate. And it said, if you're like me, you're getting lots of texts or calls from folks around the state about the state of the race after Thursday. Maybe it was your panicked aunt, your MAGA uncle, or some self-important podcasters. It's a tough position to be in, so I thought it might be helpful to send you a few responses. They're gaslighting their own donors. You didn't see what you saw. You didn't hear what you heard. You don't hear what you heard. You don't know what you know. It's just those crazy MAGA people and those, you know, podcasters nobody listens to, totally denying reality. And then you've got the reporting from Axios. We'll come back to this in just a second. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
That's right. We're still dealing with that. It's now a 6-car accident on I-10 eastbound. The left lane is blocked right as you enter the curve onto the Bay Bridge at mile marker number 17. Traffic is flowing a little bit better through that area, but we're still seeing some delays. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So Axios reporting that this is amazing. From, you know, anonymous sources, but sources within the White House. Okay. Biden's miscues and limitations are more familiar inside the White House. The time of day is important as to which of the two Bidens will appear. Day Biden and night Biden. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Biden is dependably engaged, and many of his public events in front of cameras are held within those hours. So he's at his best for a good 6 hours a day. And we all know the presidency is a part-time job, right? 6 hours a day is plenty. Outside of that time range, they write, or while traveling abroad, Biden is more likely to have verbal miscues and become fatigued, aides told Axios. And the debate, of course, was at 9 o'clock Eastern time, way past bedtime, way past competency time. I mean, that is an amazing thing for people to say about the president of the United States. And look, I mean, ask yourself the question, does that fit with your own experience when you're dealing with elderly people who are going through senility or dementia? Yeah, you get them fresh in the morning and they're better. Later in the day, not so good. Normal, very common. And as we said before, it's not getting better. The governor was clear about this. It's, you know, the aides don't care. The people who are really running the show and making the decisions the other 18 hours of the day, apparently, they don't care because they're still getting the agenda done of what they want to accomplish.
Now they're saying in some quarters and important quarters, hey, he should step aside. He's not up to the job. But understand, they're only saying that not because they have any problem with having a president that has cognitive limitations and is in cognitive decline. They are perfectly willing to let the executive branch be run by a bunch of these staffers, these left-wing staffers who none of us elected, and they're totally fine to have a weekend at Bernie's presidency part two. They are totally fine with that.
Oh man, have you seen the t-shirts, the weekend at Bernie's t-shirts with various people playing the other two parts aside from, it's brutal. And I try not to be a jerk. I mean, I really try. Like, you know, there's this book I believe in that says, you know, love everybody and be kind when you can. And then the question is, well, how do you tell the truth and tell it effectively and not under-describe the reality? It's not particularly fun to live in a world where my president of my United States is not without total inaccuracy compared to a deceased character in a movie that people pretended was still alive to comic effect. Like, that's the world we're in. That's brutally mean, but what's the truth?
The reason why they're calling for that is not because they think it's important that a president can actually discharge the functions. No, they're calling for it because that scene was so jarring that they understand he's going to lose. And so they want to be able to try to get someone else in there that will carry out their agenda. But they really don't care. If that debate had gone a different way and somehow people thought that he would win, they would not say a word, because ultimately it's all just about retaining power and having power exercise in consistent with their ideological agenda.
There's also a theory that June, the reason we had the debates early, the first debate early, is because, you know, it's a long time between June and November, a long time for advertising and surrogates and forgetfulness. And are the American people really paying attention, right?
This is not something that was shocking to, I think, most of us who have been watching, but we have had for years, we've had people in corporate media try to tell us that what we'd see with our own eyes really wasn't the truth. Oh, it was just a bad day. Oh, it's a style this. But then when you were there and just watched for 90 minutes, it's like, you know, pretty much anyone that saw that knew what the issue is. But
maybe the next debate will be at 1 p.m. During the vibrant hours.
1 o'clock. You
know? Oh, my goodness. 437-1620. Yeah, it's just not a great place that we're in as a country. So, yay. Well, God's still on the throne, right? I mean, that's true. Okay, so, you know, take that as the comfort that it is meant to be. Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, trying to decide what to do, where to go, you got questions. Is this the right time? How much can I get? What's a reasonable price? Is the market increasing, decreasing? I'm thinking about a rental. Are rents going up or down? I heard there was a scarcity. Is there? It seems like they're building an awful lot. How's that changing the market? All good questions. Don't ask me. Ask Christina Leavenworth. She knows. She'll have the answer. She'll know what's going on by neighborhood, by price tier, generally in the overall market, and help you figure out how to navigate that effectively so that you can, you know, prosper financially or make good decisions. She's been doing this for about 7 years, which is not that long, obviously, but she is over 100 homes a year consistently for the last several years. I mean, that's crazy. Most people, many realtors would be thrilled just to sell one a month. She, you know, she's putting back 3.5 a week. That's pretty good. 175 homes sold last year by she and her team. So very, very impressive. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
Stop by their Pensacola showroom to see their products in action. Join Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola Friday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Robbie will be sharing his years of expertise on cycling, how to select your perfect bike, best maintenance practices, on and off-road safety, plus the accessories you may need to provide you with the best overall biking experience. Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
On September 11th, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I know how to get things done. And I know, like millions of Americans know, when you get knocked down, you get back up.
You did good.
Oh, and by the way, I appreciate somebody texting me and says, Andrew, that's not Smash Mouth, that's Chumbawamba. Yeah, you're right. Sorry. 6:55 on News Radio 92.3, and I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and traffic on I-10 is terrible right now, right around Scenic and going over to Milton. What's going on there, John?
Well, we've got a six-car accident, including a semi-truck. It's on I-10 eastbound at the Scenic exit. It's blocking the left lane and it involves the semi-truck, so just be aware of that. The rest of I-10 is flowing smoothly. I-110 looking good. I'm John Pickens with Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Vice President Kamala Harris is being spoken of as potentially being the top choice to replace Joe Biden if he were to decide to end his reelection campaign. Biden campaign sources tell Reuters that some top Democrats have been considering alternatives, including Democrat Governors Gavin Newsom of California and Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan. The U.S. is preparing to announce a new $2.3 billion security aid package for Ukraine. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin made that announcement yesterday at the Pentagon. Austin said the money will go to provide air defense interceptors, anti-tank weapons, and other munitions. And Oscar-winning screenwriter Robert Towne has died. Towne won an Academy Award for the 1974 Jack Nicholson film Chinatown. He was also nominated two more times in the 70s for Hal Ashby films Shampoo and The Last Detail. A lot of critics considered him a master at writing dialogue. He was 89.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Yeah, the question of Kamala Harris is a really interesting one because if the president does not actually run and somebody else gets nominated, if they don't put Kamala Harris in, it's a complete admission that she was pure tokenism, right? Right? I mean, you have a sitting vice president who's been on the job for 4 years and is a high-profile senator from California and a prosecutor before that. And if they don't nominate her after having specifically picked her because she was a black woman, right? We heard that about Ketanji Brown Jackson, although I think she's quite competent. Kamala Harris, different opinion. But if Biden steps aside and they don't pick Kamala Harris, it's a complete admission that she was a pure symbol. Right? And that's all she was. It might be true, but can they really afford to say that? with avoiding her as a pick? I mean, she has to be the pick. I'm not saying she's the smart pick. I'm saying for consistency's sake. Otherwise, you're admitting you're total hypocrites. 657 on News Radio Pensacola. If you are looking for a good education for your kids or for yourself, you're thinking about taking on a new enterprise, getting re-educated, retrained for something else, Pensacola State College is a fantastic resource. Personally, we had great experience with PSC. We had two kids. Our oldest two kids went through PSC for 3 years, dual enrollment in high school. That means you take college classes for which you get college credit and high school credit at the same time for free. Like no cost, no cost for books or tuition or anything. It's a great program. Take advantage of it if you've got kids in high school. That means that they went into university with a year and a half of credit under their belt, which is pretty impressive to start that well into. So they're basically going to graduate in 2.5 years or 3 years. And look, small class sizes, teacher-focused teachers, and they work with you, and lots of variety in the schedule. One of the challenges at university is sometimes just like one section in the semester. Never the case at PSC. Always multiple sections, different times a day. Very convenient for people with challenging schedules. So we had a great experience with PSC. Campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, Milton, Century, South Santa Rosa Center, downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at PensacolaState.edu. 6:58 on News Radio Pensacola. It's time for Future News, where John and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. We didn't really talk about this one yesterday, but will the stripper win the lawsuit? Will pole dancer Serenity Bushy, not kidding, win her lawsuit to be reinstated as a stripper at the age of 19 in the state of Florida?
Yes.
I think they're going to wind up winning this lawsuit, yeah. Will it be Kamala Harris, Gavin Newsom, Gretchen Whitmer, or Biden as the actual nominee?
I'm going to say Biden.
They're
going to prop him up, weaken at Bernie's.
I think so. Does he fill out the term if he wins?
I highly doubt it.
0% chance. Right. Will he win?
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton.